Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, you are welcome to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless, we honor, we magnify your holy name. Thank you for a new day in our lives. Thank you for your protection, for your kindness, for your faithfulness towards us. We thank you, everlasting God, for indeed you have been our provider, you have been our sufficiency, you have been our healer, and we say glory, honor, praises be unto you, Lord. We thank you for all the past broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of testimonies that we have had concerning this broadcast. We say glory be unto your holy name. Father, we commit this broadcast into your holy hands and we say, Lord, come and speak to us, visit us, do something extraordinary in our lives and let your name and only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, I welcome you to this wonderful edition of Commanding Your Day. And indeed, as you listen today, the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will touch your heart. The Lord will direct you. And indeed, he'll give you the grace to fulfill his plans and his purposes concerning your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm speaking about what I titled Reward for Faithfulness. The Lord we serve will reward your faithfulness as you continue to be faithful in his vineyard. The heavens shall be opened upon you in the name of Jesus. He will send helpers of destiny to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 17, reading from verse 8 to 16. He said, then the word of the Lord came to him, arise, go to Zarephath, which belonged to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to feed you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there, gathering stick. And he called to her and said, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to bring it, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. And now I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake fit and bring it to me, and afterward make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of flour shall not be spent, and the jug of oil shall not be empty, until the day that the Lord sent rain upon the earth. And she went and did as Elijah said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The jar of flour was not spent, neither did the jug of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. This is a story many of us are most likely familiar with, and there are key things I want us to learn from this passage. Number one thing I want us to learn is that, one, the woman had the commandment of God. When God was speaking to Elijah, he said, there is a widow in Zarephath that I have commanded. I have given a commandment. So, in fact, God spoke to that widow before he even decided to speak to Elijah. You see, God is a God of order. He has already spoken to that widow and told that widow that, look, one of my prophets is coming to your house and you have to feed him. He told her that. And you see, when God gives you a word at times, God may not tell you how you are going to do it. God can tell you what is going to happen in the future, but how you are going to get there, God may not tell you. So God have told this woman, a prophet is coming there for you to feed him, and I want you to do so. But how you are going to feed him, God had not informed her about that. So she doesn't know how God is going to do it, but God has commanded her. And when God commands you, you are supposed to listen to his commandment. The Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 28, from verse 1, say, and if you faithfully obey the voice of the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, not a few, not the ones you like, all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Are you hearing the voice of the Lord today, and are you obeying it? When we hear his word, we obey it, follow it to the letter. We are not supposed to begin to cherry pick the one we want to obey. Number two thing there was that even when that woman has heard the word of God, she was expecting to see Elijah. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 9 verse 18 tells us that for the needy shall not always be forgotten. You will not be forgotten. This woman was a needy. She was not forgotten. And he said, the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Our hope, our expectation will not perish. Brothers and sisters, your hope in the Lord will not perish. As you continue to hope in this God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three thing was that she believed the prophecy of the man of God. The man of God told her, go and prepare the food, and then the oil and the flour, they will never cease. As much as I am here and you are following the word of God, the jar of oil, the jug of flour, they will never cease. Brothers and sisters, you need to obey. You need to believe the prophet of God, the true prophet of God. Maybe I may have that. The book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, say, and they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed. Say, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. So there is a level for establishment, and there is another one for success. The establishment is believing in the word of God. And then the success comes from believing his prophet. When you hear the prophetic word of God, you need to begin to act upon those words. And as you act upon them, your success will be guaranteed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This woman followed the instructions of Elijah to the letter. Elijah said, first of all, go and make cake for me. When you make the cake for me, then go and make food for yourself and your family. And the Bible says she did as Elijah told her. She followed it to the letter. Brothers and sisters, when we hear the word of God, we must follow it to the letter. As it is said, you must follow. If it is in stages, you have to follow it as it is. And as you obey him completely, the Lord will move mightily on your behalf. Number five thing is that this woman sowed a seed. The seed to the kingdom work, to kingdom endeavor. She sowed the seed. And when we are talking about sowing seed, many of us think that the only seed we sow is money. No. The first seed that you need to sow to God is your heart. You need to sow that seed. Your heart must be totally sold out to the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 6, reading from verse 19, our Lord speaking here. He said, "Do not lay up your treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up your treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." And verse 21, which is where I'm really going. He said, "Where your treasures is, there your heart will be." Where your treasures is, there your heart will be. If you are totally sold out to God, if your heart is totally sold out to God, believe you me, brothers and sisters, there will not be anything too hard for you to give to this God. When we are still considering whether we want to give or not to give to Him, it's because you are not truly sold out to Him. Many of us say we love God. It starts in our mouth and it ends in our mouth. When you truly love this God, you are ready to sow the seed. Don't forget that seed time and harvest time will never cease. It's only those who sow seed that can reap. So the first thing you need to sow is your heart. And the next thing you need to also sow is your time. This woman sowed her time. Can you imagine, for about 2.5 years, she was feeding Elijah. The time she spent to prepare the food, every day preparing food for somebody that is not a member of her family, not her husband, not her brother, not her sister. They are not even from the same area. She was a Gentile and she was preparing food for this man every day. Every day. That is time. She was sowing her time. Are you ready to sow your time for God? Many of us, we can't give our time to God. As far as we are concerned, even coming to church, we have done the pastor a favor that he even sees you in the church. The pastor should start celebrating and organizing a party. No, brothers and sisters, it is not that. Whatever you do to God is for your own good. It's not for the good of any pastor. It's about you. And this woman, she sold her heart, she sold her time. And she also sold the last meal she had for the kingdom work. Brothers and sisters, do not withhold. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 11:26, says, "One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withhold what he should give, and only suffers want." I pray you will not suffer want in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be like this woman. She sold her time. She sold her heart. She sold her resources to God, to the work of God. And as she did so, she was able to get the reward. So when we are talking about the reward for faithfulness, this woman got it. She didn't lack again. She had enough to feed herself and every member of her family. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. God cares for us. In the book of Isaiah chapter 65, the word of God I'm bringing to you today says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy." You will be a joy to people, to God, and our people to be a gladness. Verse 19, the Bible says, "I rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people." The Lord will rejoice in you. He'll be glad in you. He said, "No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping." No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not labor in vain. Verse 21 says, "They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat them. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat." That shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. If you are hearing me today, you are not sure of your salvation, I'm giving you this wonderful opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life." In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you for this, your children. Say, "Lord, accept them. Wipe away their sins and write their names in the book of life." Until we meet again next week, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.